not everybody in the world can relate to what you do or what some of the things you've been through. But these are examples of people that do understand everything and are actually pretty free with their kind of sharing their wisdom. Bottom line is all these people love music the same way that you do. That's another thing that you have in common. So someone like Robert Plant, just, you know, learning about certain records, whether they were old or even new, or from, you know, faraway places that somehow he got a hold of before we did, and his references when we were working out songs as to, you know, how a vocal should sound or what it reminds him of or something, were kind of third or fourth tier. It was kind of deep, his musical knowledge. So, I mean, that's something that you might get down at the local local bar or tavern or something. But it's so galvanized coming from them. And the Bruce thing was, he basically handed me the keys to the E Street Band, and the idea was just to see if you could get it into fifth gear and take some corners, and we pulled it. We did it pretty good, I think.
You did. It's pretty cool for us to see, like, we did a show with the Stones, and they invited Ed to go up and sing Wild Horses. We were out in the crowd watching, and it was just like, that's my boy. It's cool, man. It's just cool to see how, like, they accept Ed as kind of like one of their own. It's cool.